Russian oligarchs in bed with the Tories. Liz Truss, Foreign Secretary in Johnson's Tory government, recently said there would be nowhere to hide for Putin's oligarchs or Russian companies involved in propping up the Russian state. Perhaps she should have added the rider, apart from the Tory party's coffers and the property and financial markets in London. Donations from Russian oligarchs, some with links to Vladimir Putin, have amounted to an estimated £2.3 million since Johnson became Prime Minister. At the time of the Skripal poisonings in Salisbury in 2018, the widow of Alexander Litvinenko, the British naturalized Russian defector, allegedly murdered on orders from Moscow, called on the Tory party to return money donated by various super-rich Russians. The Tory party refused. Back in 2015, the Tory government under PM David Cameron claimed to have halted the golden visa used by Russian oligarchs to buy British residency and citizenship. Prior to this, between 2008 and 2015, some 700 wealthy Russians entered the UK on Tier 1 investor visas in return for £2 million, and with no questions asked. However, since the 2015 clampdown, more than 200 Russian millionaires, plus family members, have bought their way into the UK using golden visas. According to Transparency International, London-based oligarchs are among the 0.01% of Russians who own more of their country's wealth than the bottom 99.8%. These oligarchs have obtained so much property in the capital, more than 85,000 properties in the UK, are owned anonymously by companies and trusts registered abroad and not subject to sanctions, that the exclusive Eaton Square in London has been nicknamed Red Square. The lightly regulated city financial markets have also provided a welcoming haven for Russian oligarchs' loot. The government's much-vaunted unexplained wealth orders, giving the National Crime Agency powers to investigate dirty money laundering from rich oligarchs, failed miserably when, in 2020, the daughter and grandson of former Kazakh dictator President Nursultan Nazarbayev won their court case against the agency. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has pushed the Tory government into saying it will tighten up on oligarchs' unexplained wealth, but seeing is believing. The solution is simple: nationalize their money and assets, and then use this wealth to tackle social problems such as the shortage of affordable housing.